Tampa City Council today approved an ordinance that will enforce stricter penalties for property owners who trash their neighborhoods. Among the code enforcement changes are that those who commit serious irreversible violations would be immediately ticketed and fined. Assistant City Attorney for the City of Tampa, Ernest Mueller, said that such offenses would be broken into four different classes.
These, if you'll see, a first violation would be $75 for a first offense, $150 for a second offense. As you can see, each offense, it gets higher, up to a maximum of $450 for a fourth and subsequent offense. Then we have a Class 2 violation, which, as you see, the starting fine for that a first offense is $150. These are more serious, what was considered to be more serious offenses. And then likewise with a Class 3, and then there's the Class 4, which is $450 for each and every offense.
People with less serious violations, such as trash in their yards or overgrown grass, would be given a chance to clean things up first, but repeat offenders would be ticketed and then fined. Several neighborhood association members in the Seminole Heights area specifically applauded the changes. Gary Ellsworth is the president of the South Seminole Heights Civic Association.
With all due respect to Curtis and his staff, the system we have now doesn't work. It's time that we look at something different. Our neighborhood, although many know it, is a home, is an area to buy great bungalows and find a very diverse neighborhood. There's still a lot that look at our neighborhood as a place to come when you want junk cars and broken appliances, and it's time that that changed.
The new provision now will also cite and fine tenants who trash their apartment or rental homes. Previously, only landowners faced penalties, but property owners said they had issues with the changes, as articulated by Mike Peterson, Government Affairs Council Director for the Greater Tampa Association of Realtors.
We think you're going to find that many of your more decent landlords who own many properties throughout the city could easily fall within the confines of this when all they have to do is have a second violation within a five-year period on any of their properties, and they are then tagged a repeat violator. Once they are a repeat violator, they are then subject to receiving such citations without any notice in advance thereafter. Now, that's a pretty harsh penalty, particularly when it applies to all of the violations that are there.
Andy Joe Scaglione also had issues with a property management company being responsible for each and every property it owns.
Two sentences that has to do with notwithstanding that the violations occurred at different locations is a real problem. And the other issue is just an officer, director, partner of a firm, co-partnership, or an association of a corporation. What that does is link everything together and actually even links partners you may be involved in that you can't control their actions.
Assistant City Attorney Ernest Mueller said that if it's not a repeat violation or irreparable, landlords would have 21 days to correct the problem. City Councilman John Dingfelder asked Mueller if the new provisions were being unfair to partnerships that own several buildings in the city.
If you have one violation, then for the next 3 years you're on the red list. And I'm just wondering, is that a long period of time? I mean, I know you started out at 5 years of being on the list. Now you're down to 3 years. And I'm just wondering, I mean, you guys have been in this business a long time. That seems like a long time to be on the list. You know, it's like, what if you go, okay, you know, I've cleaned up my act, and for the last 2 years, maybe 2 years, I've been good. Should we start easing up on that person?
Mueller said that overall, he thinks the new system works fairly for all.
Well, I think if you ask some people, they'd say it's not enough, you know, or it's not tough enough. And others are going to say that no, you know, and others obviously have said it's too much. We think it's a good balance. Okay. Our goal here is to have an effective code enforcement system that's going to make people responsible for keeping their properties in compliance and for not violating the code.
Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern also said she thought it was fair.
And I kind of feel like because you're a multiple property owner, you shouldn't be treated better than someone who just owns one property. So I think it's just the burden of your responsibility of ownership and your burden to your community.